Now.
Okay, we are going to open this hearing of the Town of Charleston Board of Civil Authority for, what is today, June 23rd, 2026. Welcome.
Thank you.
We are here to hear from Echo Lake Meadows LLC. Are you John Holt?
I am John Holt.
Thank you for coming. The property address is 1043 West Echo Lake Road, and the parcel ID number is 0401043. I now ask you, John, and listeners, to take the following oath. I'm sorry, do we do introductions? I know we have cards, but...
We can.
Why don't we do introductions? Because we're also neighbors. I'm Samantha Stevens. I live in East Charleston, and I am a Justice of the Peace here, and I am the chair of this committee as of half an hour ago. Welcome.
I'm Ben Applegate. I'm a resident of Charleston and a Justice of the Peace. I live over on 10 Mile Square Road, and I'm on this board. Welcome.
Thanks.
Carolyn Hannon. I live in West Charleston. I'm a Justice of the Peace.
Amy Wagner, Justice of the Peace. I live on East Echo Lake Road in East Charleston.
Bob Wilson. I'm a listener, and I live on West Echo Lake Road.
I'm Jean Wilson, and I'm here from Nemrick, actually, but I'm also a listener in Charleston.
Steve Wilson, a listener in Charleston.
John Holt, I'm the owner of 10403 West Echo Lake Road and one of the owners of Echo Lake Meadows, along with my wife. And I'm from Shelburne.
Welcome.
But my wife's family has been here for decades. In fact, the farm, this is the one last remaining piece of the old farm. Yeah.
Thank you for coming in.
I'm Terry Gregg, town clerk and treasurer, and on this board.
Yeah. I'm Colleen Kellogg. I'm the assistant town clerk and treasurer. I am just hired labor. I am not on the board.
All right, so we will return to the oath. I ask the appellant and listeners to take the following oath. Under the pains and penalties of perjury, do you solemnly swear that the evidence you give in the cause under consideration shall be the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Sure. Yes.
Yes.
John, have you received a copy of the rules of procedure, and do you have any questions about how the hearing will proceed?
I do not. I brought four copies as per, I think it says in the rules to bring four copies of everything with me.
Right.
There's a lot more than four people.
That's okay.
Yes, but you received this, how the procedure works, though.
Yeah, I go first, listers go next.
Yep.
You guys go out on a site visit.
Yep, you got it.
And then you make a decision. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Good.
All right. BCA members, are there any conflicts to disclose, any conflicts of interest or ex parte communication that needs to be disclosed today?
Nope.
Listers, your turn. Would you please introduce the property on appeal by describing the property and its present valuation?
Okay, so the property, the owner is Echo Lake Meadows LLC. It's located on West Echo Lake Road. Description, it's a lakefront land parcel with 24.7 acres, including 379 feet of frontage on Echo Lake. There's one outbuilding, a shed. The assessment that originally came out on April 1st, 2026, was for $419,800. And assessment after the grievance was $398,400. So that's where it stands right now for a value.
Any further information?
Nope, that's it.
Thank you.
That's the introduction.
All right. John, would you like to present your evaluation and supporting evidence?
Sure. Sorry, hand out the four copies of it. You or you and then...
We'll need to take each item into an exhibit list.
Okay.
So if you want to introduce them one by one.
I can introduce them one by one. I have my own copy.
Okay.
And I just thought whoever was getting them could have a copy.
So we'll take a bundle.
Okay, so we'll take one stack here.
Okay.
Thanks.
Put one stack for you guys. One stack for you guys. And then I'll do one stack for you sisters to share. Is that good?
Sure.
Good.
Okay. All right. My main contesting of the valuation of the property is on the waterfront. The waterfront is graded at a 0.5, one being, I suspect, there's no, when I got the grading, the land schedule and everything, it doesn't say one equals this and 0.5 equals this and 1.5 equals this. And I appreciate that that's probably purposeful. But if I say one is this level and ours is 0.5, I don't believe that property is anywhere near a 0.5. I would say 0.1 to 0.25 at the max. The first piece of paper that I'm handing out or entering into evidence, I guess, is a map from All Systems Septic Design that was done, showing the property. The picture on the right is of the entire property, and the picture of the left is a close-up of the frontage, and most of the frontage, not all of the frontage, but most of the frontage, and then the bottom part, or the closest to the road part of the property. So the 379 feet that's on the lake, of that, 50 feet are actually usable and decent. The rest is marsh, it's wetlands. The second exhibit is a wetland permit from the Agency of Natural Resources. It's only an excerpt of it. So the important findings are on the second page, which is actually 4 of 6. Numbers 4 and 5 just confirm the map that you see from All Systems Septic Design, that there's 4 and 5 talk about the fact that this is actually a class 2 and 3 wetlands as designated by the state now. So I don't know if anybody's ever been on this property, and the people who get to go visit it will enjoy it. There's a boardwalk that goes down that we had to get the permit for. And then when you get off the boardwalk, wear boots, because you're going to sink. And the only parts you can see on this map, the only parts that don't really have that aren't wetlands is there's a little triangle in the middle. That's a rock outcropping. So it's right here, this little spot here. Mm-hmm. That's a rock outcropping. It's not anything that you can actually walk on or in. And then there's a little, used to be a driveway. That's where the shed used to be before we took an excavator and brought it up to the top of the hill. And then to the bottom of the frontage, that's the right of way that the Krauses own. They don't own it. We own the property. They have the right of way, but that's the 50 feet that is actually the usable portion of the property, of which the town also increases the Krauses' property value by $100,000 for that piece of property, which seems like the town's getting two bites at the apple on that 50 feet. Okay, so my reading of other valuations of wetlands that are on the lake frontage is that they should be far lower than a standard 1.0. And a 0.5 would suggest some use that, you know, we could go in there, we could set up, we can't even set up a beach, like a little house to like put our stuff in or anything. We have to go in, we have to sneak through some trees, and then we get to put our chairs in the water for the most part. And there's some nice rocks there. And this is where the loon hangs out. This is the loon nest area. I've also included several properties that are, the first one is the Krauses, which shows at the bottom that the Echo right of way is $100,000. So they add $100,000 to the valuation of the Krauses for the same 50 feet that I'm getting billed on per foot.
This is number three.
The next pages are the Tishbein property. I can't pronounce it, and I'm sorry if I'm butchering it. As far as I could find, one of the only lots left on the lake that is only land. I think every other, even the Mills property now, has a camp associated with it. So that's the closest that I could get. When I went to go look at the property, I didn't go on it, obviously, but this is a wooded property. It's very nice, nice sloping western exposure. So that would be considered a one.
Just one page, yeah.
And then other properties would be the Old Allen Place, the Webb property, which is next, which is graded at a 9.95. Also nice, grassy, easy to access frontage, far different than ours. And then again, the Manns, who are at a 0.9, and the Mann property is the one with the horses, the lovely property I guess it's called Spring Meadow Drive. But that's a beautiful piece of land on the lake, and that's a 0.9. I'm just trying to make the contrast between marshland that is over, you know, that is just entirely wetlands, almost. And I did include the Mills property because it's a large stretch of frontage, and they're graded at a 0.8.
Number six was Mann. Did you get that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Our neighbor George, I put it in there, but I sort of realized why George Thompson's property, I put that in there. I realized that's probably a 0.7 because of the narrowness of the lot. I do have the Wilsons. I didn't know both were listers. I did put that in there, mostly because we admire that property and the frontage is super nice. Their frontage is 0.7. And I got to say, if that's a 0.7, there's no way on God's green earth that that ours is a 0.5. I do appreciate that the property that we have on Echo Lake Meadows is a nice piece of property. I don't know why the land, the other piece of land, the acreage other, is valued at 1.25 over one. I don't find that it's anything extra special beyond the fact that it has some nice views. But lots of houses have views on Echo Lake, and they are not rated as a 1.25. They're not rated above a 1. I just don't understand why that would be, why that additional valuation would be.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Sure.
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing me to it. I'm just doing some research. All right, so now we look to the listeners to respond to the information presented.
Okay, so I do have packets here. This, so if you could hand that to the town clerk.
Sure, of course.
And thank you. Mm-hmm. You.
Thanks.
Two things that are staple. Yours does not have attachments to it. So front page, I'm just going to sort of walk you through this. Front page is, you know, just the basic information on the property.
Number one.
We've already been mentioned. This, the next page. I did note on the front page that the property was purchased back in 2011 for $211,000. And right now we're at $398,400 for the entire parcel. I have a number of attachments that, as we go through, you know, I'll be referencing them, and that's this, you know, the second packet that you have there. So to start off with, the when we do the reappraisal, we are looking for fair market value, and that's, you know, definitions, the estimated fair market value of a property is the price that a property will bring in the market when offered for sale and purchased by another, taking into consideration all the elements of the availability of the property, its use for potential perspective, any functional deficiencies, and any other elements such as age, condition, which combine to give property a market value. So when we look at property, doing this, we look at four things that go into it. It's the land, the dwelling, the outbuilding, and the site improvements. We do use Microsoft PAMA as the valuation software. The tables come from Marshall and Swift, which is a nationwide system. So anyway, to come up with these new tables, we actually look at sales in the town. We look at valid sales. We always turn to sales. For the last 3 years, that's what the market is telling us. So we put them all into, you know, put them all in, and we basically come up with a new land schedule, a new lake schedule, and new valuation tables for, you know, value per square foot for buildings, for all the different types of buildings. Then we just apply that to all the properties in town. And there are, you know, grading, he mentioned grading factors, and there are different factors that you look at with that. So at the end of this appraisal, our common level appraisal is actually 101%, which means the CLA is a ratio of listed value over sales price. So we're just saying on average, for all the sales, the listed values came in at right around 100% of what they sold for. So it just shows there's a level of accuracy in the reappraisal. There's also the coefficient of dispersion, which is sort of, you know, you're not always spot on every property. Some are undervalued, some are overvalued, and we're within 6% of that. So it's just a really good showing of the accuracy of the whole reappraisal. So just want to let you know that, you know, the numbers pass the smell test on the accuracy of the reappraisal. So getting down to just the property on page 3, just the Echo Lake Meadow property, we have, we've broken it out. The overall land value is $391,600. There's a shed that has a value of $1,800, and then there's a site improvement of $5,000. I don't know if there was any contention with that at all. The site improvement, I believe, was a holding tank or septic. It was like a minor septic that was put in that was grandfathered or whatever. So we sort of, okay.
There's a major septic up top.
Then it's the major septic up top. I'm sorry. Okay, so that was on the card, so we left that one there. So this is a unique parcel. It's really hard to find comps. You can't find 24 acres on a lake, you know, for sale or that has sold. So we just sort of have to look at it in pieces. So for the property, and this is what's pretty standard in the state of Vermont, we take out a 2-acre site value, and that's typically where the house is located or the most potential building site. So on the lake, if parcels have with the site, I'm sorry, the 2 acre site, if it's across the road from the lake, then we gave it a 2 acre site over here on this side of the road. And that's why it was pretty standard. If the site value was across the road on Echo Lake, it was a 0.7 grade on the frontage. The site itself had a 2.0 grade, which was 200% of a typical site value. So it's, you're in the Echo Lake neighborhood, so you get a 2.0 grade on your site, but your lake frontage is doesn't add as much value because you have to cross the road and walk down to the lake, as opposed to houses that are located on the lake side. Their site grades were typically a 1.0. Some were graded up, some were graded down, depending on the topography. So, so on this, we knew that the frontage couldn't be built on, so there's a 2 acre site grade of a 2.0. The backland acres, lake neighborhood, you know, and it's nice rolling land, so that had a little bit kicker on the grade factor on that 21 acres. So we're saying that just the contributory value of that 22.4 acres, if you just look at the site in the backland on that side of the road, it would be roughly $146,000. And if you took that land and put it somewhere else in the town of Charleston, you know, maybe on 105, that's what we're saying that would be, you know, roughly, you know, desirable. 80,000 wouldn't be as high, correct, yeah. But then with the lake frontage, when you, and this is what is being contested, the 1.2 acres, grade of 0.5, which is one of the lowest grades that we put on land, 244,800. And that is not necessarily the topography of the land completely. You know, we don't go down to a 0.1. The fact that there is exclusive lake access, that's what people pay for. So, you know, and it's a lot of access. It gives you privacy and it gives you access to the lake. So looking at that, so that's how we came up with the whole land value. So looking at the sales to come up with this, I've actually pulled 4 sales, 1 Echo Lake. It's not surprising that, you know, they have higher market values than the rest of the town. So if you look at the first one, Rokuski, that actually happened after the reappraisal finished. It sold on April 17th of 2026, and it has 699 feet of frontage, and the sale price on that was $646,000. It does have a house. Actually, if you look at the, on the attachment 5, I've sort of skipped through the attachments. This house is actually just like 3 years after the subject property. And so the house itself sold, and even though it says it has lake frontage, there is absolutely no depth to this property. They can't walk on. It's the road right along there the whole way. If you look at actually attachment 3, this is the property that sold. So I don't know if you're familiar with the property and you can look at it, but this is the Rokuski property that sold. So there's absolutely no depth. They walk across the street and go right to a dock.
Jean, can I pause just for 1 second? We're just
So this is going to be number, this is going to be exhibit number three then?
No.
I have attachments written on the bottom. I don't know why you don't just say attachment three.
Oh, that's
it. It's page, or page attachment three of that.
Yeah, that's
oh, okay.
Attachment
three. Got it. Okay, so that's what we
I'm
will
sorry,
use.
I'm sorry, I skipped around.
I think attachment three goes with the attachment five. It's a map of what's being
but
described.
If they're all labeled, we can make the list. Yeah. Everyone knows what you're referring to. I apologize.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, attachment three is our property. That's Echo Lake.
So attachment three, this shows Echo Lake Meadows.
Okay.
Yes.
But the
okay.
property they're
and then the property that we're looking at the sale right now is Rokuski. Yeah, and that's on the bottom of it. And you okay. can see there's like no lake frontage on that at all.
Oh, and your map is highlighted. I give you.
A I'm sorry, then mine's color. Yours
give you a tip on maps is to always label them.
I should. Oh, well.
No. Matt, no. Yeah.
Sorry. Okay. So to come up with market value, you know, you just look at sales. It just sold. We actually came up with a listed value of $606,500. It sold for $646,000 after the we were finished with the reappraisal. So that just shows that having exclusive access to the lake just adds a lot of value to the property. Specifically on this property, if you look at exhibit attachment 5, page 2, we have that 2-0 grade on the building lot on that property. The frontage, we actually had that graded at a 0.25 for his frontage, and then we had the backland other is 1-0 because it's very steep and rocky.
So you're
so
drawing a comparison between steep and rough. Oh,
we
yeah.
didn't ask questions. When
okay,
you
sorry.
So I'm drawing, it's the backland is actually very typical for that piece of property. So I'm saying it's the 6.2 acres, it's just a grade of 1.0 for the backland. So the contributory value of the backland is $19,400. So this property, we're saying just because it's property on the lake, it's $261,800 for the land. That's the contributory value of the land on that.
Can I say something?
Yeah, sure.
Even though that land is very unusable, it's not like you could sell that little strip of land for whatever the number was, $250,000. It contributes to the fact that the whole property works out that way. And what I thought was interesting is that the schedule that they used, which you said with the original CLA, has been pretty accurate for the whole town. I mean, you know, the fact that within 1% is well below statistical and dispersion.
So anyway, so that's probably the closest with, having just, poor frontage on that. If we look at the other sales that happened, Swaro, that is actually at 838 West Echo Lake Road. That is a house that is right on Echo Lake. It sold for $750,000. Let's see what the land value is on that. Oh, sorry, I didn't put these in. So Swaro is attached page 7 on by page 7. So that was a house that sold in 2024, $750,000. Contributory value of the land on that parcel was $401,000, and that's for 200 feet of frontage. Another sale we had was Mike Vinton's house that just recently sold, attachment 5, page 5. It's now owned by Mackey. Contributory value of the land on that was $400,000 for a sale of $777,000. And then the other sale we have, and all of these are within, are very close to the property, the subject property. Fred Raphael is the last sale that I looked at, that we looked at, page 4 on attachment 5. He paid $500,000 for a very dated camp with 100 feet of frontage and 0.38 acres. So the contributory value of his land was $300,000. So anyway, these are sales that we use to help develop the schedules. So I just wanted to show that, you know, we didn't just pull these numbers out of the sky on those. And then I just threw in for, since we didn't have any vacant land sales on the lake on Echo, I did throw in 2 lake sales that occurred on Lake Seymour in the last couple of years. And those are attachment 6, page 1, and page 2. One of them is, the first one is Christopher Daniels. I sort of consolidated the property card and the cost report. For Christopher Daniels, he actually bought a piece on Camp Whitby, Camp Winnipeg Road. He had bought a piece of Eric Lessing's property. It was 1 acre with 125 feet of frontage, and he paid $324,000 for that. As you can see, it's very wooded, and he cannot build within the first 100 feet of the frontage, so he won't be able to ever have a place right down on the lake. He has to pull it back 100 feet, and it's questionable if he can cut any of the trees or if he'll even have a view, but there's that $300,000 buys him access to the lake, so to build. The other one is Morrison Smith. This is, if you go down Morgan Charleston Road, there's a new road called Trillium Forest. It's after Nalagasaki Road, right across from Mr. Worth, who has all the nice stone walls on the left. Anyway, it's 4 acres. It's the access is very, very challenging. He has a right of way to get through it, to it. But it's 4 acres. It's 107 feet of frontage, and he paid $334,000 for that in 2023. So it's just showing that, you know, lake properties have really just have value on them, lake properties themselves. So that's looking at market and sales. The other thing we looked at when we do our assessments is just to see if it's equitable across all parcels, you know, or similar parcels, I should say. So for the reappraisal, we actually looked at like the average increase of people's property. So looking at all of the abutters, I'm on page 4, looking at all of the abutters of the Echo Lake Meadows property, we looked at the prior value before reappraisal and the 2026 value, and just looked at the percent change, the percent increase in value. Nobody decreased. Overall, the average increase in Charleston was 90%. 90% increase in value. So looking at all of the abutting properties, and then if you go down, they were 98, you know, in the 80s and 90s, 100. So Echo Lake Meadows was one of the lowest percent change values. So that just, for us, it made us confident that we weren't over-assessing the property compared to being equitable with everybody else. So one other thing I do want to mention, if you're looking at sales, the fact that the property was purchased back in 2011 for $211,000, properties have doubled in that time, you know, just at least doubled. So that was another smell test that we do also just to see, you know, if we are in the ballpark for values. So basically that's where, that's what we use to come up with our market value. And I never heard, like, from, you know, Mr. Holt did not mention, like, what he believes market value would be. So,
that's it. Okay. BCA members, now if you have any questions.
I just wanted to, what seems to be an argument is this factor value of the land. So I'm curious in that comparison of the parcel, I'm forgetting the name, that has basically the road along the lake.
Okay.
That was Chowski rated a 0.25, and how you would compare that to Mr. Holt's property in terms of that lake frontage.
Mr. Holt's property has depth to it.
Even though so it's a wetland, it's not, you know, there's no buildable use, I guess, would be his counter argument. So how is that taken into account, or is it taken into account?
It is taken into account because it's a 0.5. It's 0.5 is typically
it's pretty
swampland.
Low.
Pretty swampland. Yeah, yeah, that's
so that's
pretty,
pretty typical factor rating for swampland.
Yeah.
Okay. And what are the what is the factor range from? Can you give me an idea of how high it goes? Like if you have beautiful lakefront that has buildable size, you know. Well, not really buildable because there's offsets now, but you know what I mean. Does it go up to 2, 3? What's
it
the
goes
range?
Up to 2.0, like it, which would be that would be doubling the value
doubling
of
the
frontage.
Got
yes, okay. So it is a multiple factor. So typically, you know, land. So we start out with a 1.0. It's average typical land, you know, and that's most of the properties on the lake, you know, because when they go to sell. You know, people are not looking at like how deep the water is or how much of a, you know, you know, how far down it goes or, you know, is it gradual? It's like they just want to be on the lake. So at least that's what sales have shown us. So 1.0 is just a typical. Like I said, if it's a house on the other side of the road where the road crosses it and you have to walk down to the lake, then we start off with like a 0.7 on those.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
great.
And 0.5, I think we had a couple of other properties right abutting Mr. Holt also that had a 0.5 that just didn't have much usable frontage at all for the that grade. But, I mean, we have to look at, you know, sort of the value of the whole piece of land. You know, we're saying the whole piece of land is worth $400,000. And we know that, you know, if he broke that piece off, he would not get $250,000 for it. It's not. It's just sort of the contributory factor of the whole entire piece of land.
So what is the interaction between the 2.0
for the house site and the 0.5 for the lakeside? Okay, so if we could use, say my house, for example. The state requires us to put our house, I'm sorry. The state requires us to put a value on the first 2 acres because that's your house site, that's your income sensitivity. Mm-hmm. None of our around surrounding our house is in that initial 2 acre down at the lake is not part of that 2 acres, you know. So we have to look at our house and the 2 acres around it. And the fact that it's on the lake, it's just a higher site value than if it was sitting here on 105. Mm-hmm. So that's where, you know, most of them get that 2.0 site value for the
pretty much
houses.
Any house around the lake would have automatic 2.0 because it has lake view almost, basically, or whatever.
That's
now
the,
that's
the 80K.
Except the houses that are on the lake, if they're on the lake side and they have a 1-0 grade on their lakefront, they don't get the 2-0 site because it's intrinsic on mm-hmm. the lake side. There aren't a whole lot of, there really aren't that many houses that are on the opposite side of the road that are getting that. It's basically the strip from, you know, on part of West Echo Lake Road. Like, so almost all of East Echo Lake Road are on the lake, and they have that 1-0 grade. And then some of the grades are higher if it's, you know, if the setting and some of the extensive landscaping, simple landscaping. Yeah, so like Fernandez has extensive, the property Jamie Barron sold for $1.5 million. That had extensive landscaping. Yeah. So that had a higher lake value as opposed to like, you know, the mills, you know, that just have woods and a trail down to their.
Any other questions?
Nope.
Mm-hmm. All right, so now, so the listers present their evaluation supporting evidence. We've done that.
Yeah, it kind of got confused. It was supposed to be, where they could ask questions, but that's okay. I think yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay. We'll make a note of it.
That's all right.
All right. So now we've asked questions. Now we're going to appoint an inspection committee of 3 BCA members to inspect the property.
Right.
At a date and time.
Did anybody have any questions Mr. Because I know that we asked the listers questions, but if we have questions for him too, that kind of got a little bit skipped over.
So I guess I do have a question.
Okay.
Which would be, do you have a number that you think the property should be valued at?
I think at most 269. That would be a 2-point. That would be based on 0.25 on the frontage. I know we bought it for 211. We got hosed, and we spent way over what we should have spent. But as I said, it was my wife's old family farm. We had just sold our primary home and moved in with her mother to take care of her mother, and so we had money. And she said, I want it, and we got it. And we way overpaid, and we stupidly overpaid because I never really even looked at the property and I had no idea it was all wetlands. In fact, we had the folks from All Septic Design and Mr. White, the excavator, because we thought we were going to be able to build on the frontage. And we walked in there, and they said, not a chance. You can't. It's all wetlands, and then this is how this all started. And so, I appreciate that we paid $211, but I never would have paid $211 in my life if I had known.
Other questions for Mr. Walker? All right, seeing none, I think we will move on to appointing the inspection committee, wherein 3 BCA members will inspect the property at a date and time set by the chair and report findings back to the BCA. So do we have 3 members who are interested in being part of that group?
Sure.
Ben's up. Anyone else?
I'll do it.
Carolyn, thank you.
And I can do it too.
Thank you, Amy. All right, let's look at the calendar. Right? We need to set that right now. Okay.
Yes.
So pull out your calendars if you can. And if not, there is a giant one right here.
Exactly. That's all free, apparently. Yeah. Nothing to do on it.
So we're trying to do this in the next 15 days, is that?
Well, we need to recess to a date and time, not more than 30 days from the hearing to accept the inspection committee report. So, yes, let's get that booked in the next 2 weeks.
So who has a schedule?
You're
the busiest?
Probably. I work during the day,
yeah.
Obviously. You guys probably. probably more free than I, but I would say I could do most days after, you know, I could meet you there at 4:30-ish. Mm-hmm.
4:30 on which afternoon?
Not Thursdays.
Yep.
How far out are we looking?
I can't do Tuesday next week, but other than that, so maybe either we're looking at next week.
So what That's, about the 6th on Monday at 4:30?
Yeah, I think that would work. You don't want to do, we could do next week too.
July 6th.
Oh, okay.
Was that July 6th?
That was July 6th. Do you have anything, Amy, in your calendar?
On the 29th? You're saying?
Oh,
of June?
Yeah, I was just then throwing that out if we wanted
yeah, that's
to do
okay.
next
the
29th.
Okay.
That's
we're just,
okay.
We're just
you're saying
we're throwing ideas around.
I'll back up.
Yeah, sell
that one. The 29th would probably work.
The 29th works for me.
I think so.
Yep.
Around 4:30.
Yeah. Or maybe, let's say 5, just to give me safe. I'm working in
That's a good idea.
Give me an extra half hour. I'll tell myself I'm supposed to be there at 4:30. How's that?
Perfect. Perfect. Is that does that work for you? Do you need to be there?
I can do whatever. The 29th would be. I can make it work. I think. I hope. If I have to be there, I'll be there for sure.
I mean, I was going to say, if you want to be there, I mean,
but July.
The other ones that we've gone to, you have to, the person has to be there because they have to let you inside to see. There's nothing really to go inside of, but if you want to point things out or show them anything, I guess that's up to you. But they could do it without you.
They're not allowed to have ex parte communication.
I was going to say, that would be ex parte. I had the same thought. I'm like, well, I got another bite at the apple? Okay, sure. You know.
Never mind. I was my bad. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. House, they let us in, but we didn't. Yeah, we didn't talk. Yes.
That's
we didn't talk. Yeah.
Just you three
and
your galoshes.
Anywhere on the lake right now.
Oh my gosh.
It is so hot.
Anywhere.
Much different than last year.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So
last year it was so low.
It was wild.
It was just wild. It was. And right now we can't get to our dock. We have to take our shoes and socks off and roll up our pants to walk out to the dock.
Yeah, everybody had more lake frontage last year.
And the more frontage.
Yes.
More beach.
More beach.
So to speak.
All
does,
right.
that, does that work then? We're going to do the 29th? Yeah, next Monday? 5
p.m.
5 p.m., yes.
Okay. All right, and everyone can find that site if you don't know where it is.
I think we got enough maps at this point.
I think so. All right, so we'll recess to a date and time not more than 30 days from the hearing. So do we need to set that date now too?
Yes.
Yep.
It says recess to a date and time not more than 30 days from the hearing to accept the inspection committee report. And then we reopen the hearing. So let's keep your calendars open. And so Ben, still no Thursdays, Carolyn?
No Thursdays.
Yeah.
Do we want to try to convene the week of the 6th, or do you prefer to try and get together right after, like that same week next week?
Give yourself a little time to write the inspection report.
Okay.
Yeah. Do we want to do the 13th? Monday the 13th?
Yeah, it's good for me.
Okay. Again at 5?
Yeah. How'd that work for you, Amy?
I think that'll work.
And we'll meet here.
So wait a minute, I just want to make sure I can write in my calendar right. Mm-hmm. So 5 p.m.
Yep. On the 13th.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Let's see.
Okay.
So you said 5 p.m. on June 13th is when we're going to okay.
Is there a select board meeting then?
No, those are Thursday. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
How does that work for you guys, five? Is that better so you get home sooner than six?
We get done like at, we get done at three, so.
You no. usually go home. We're cutting into your
dinner. It's all right.
Time.
It's all right. I think no, we can
either,
make it work.
Either works fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're pretty easy to get along with.
All right, so this meeting is recessed until the 13th.
Okay.
Yeah.
It is 7:21.